Flying Home After the Funeral, a poem by Reggie Morrissey, 1996. Facing a runway at the 50-yard line, I watch each plane tackle gravity, hurling itself against a gray blind of sky. Wintry New York gives up steely jocks to swaying palm sunsets and business jaunts. As each jumbo jet rises, banks, and climbs, it reminds me of my captain's flight. Early on, he had braced for predictable jolts from the catapults of an aircraft carrier. In the swell of Mediterranean seas, he rolled with naval punches. With steady gaze and fleeting smile, he saw the world through clear blue eyes. Ever communing a thanks to his God, he embraced a terrestrial ball of a prize, boarding Transworld Airlines for decades. Matching Arctic Tern and Oxford Swift, those natural-born masters of long-distance flight, he had rounded continents and crisscrossed oceans, broad shoulders lifting with a shore in sight. James and the Raptor viewed Earth from on high, scaled ranges of clouds beneath wingspans, caught glints of sun poised to rise and set, led Mozart in a cockpit with the wave of his hand. Captain Jim Morrissey, pilot brother, you left the Earth on your own this time. At rest by an air tower, we can see your world-class route in eternity. Though modest, reserved, perhaps in the end, when you have taxied to heaven's gate, you will allow the whole trip went well. Tip your cap. Tell them, Captain, we thought you were great. The end.